Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome aboard another charter of Big Deck Energy, talking about Below Deck : Sailing Yacht Season 4, Episode 4. And I am back once again with my co-captain. Here she is, Sasha Joseph. Sasha, how are you?
So excited. I'm extra fired up. Gary's just, I think, getting on my nerves this episode. So I'm ready. I'm
Big
here.
Gary episode. Lots yes. to talk about here as we are now 4 episodes, 2 charters in the books completed. No more Justin Guarini as the crew. I think I've got a real feel for the show now.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you see, it's like rinse and repeat with a lot of stuff.
Basically. Yeah. It's like it seems like, and tell me if we get thrown off our cycle here, but we're going to have basically 2 episodes with each group of people. And then ultimately end with we get the tips, we go out partying, go back to the hot tub shenanigans.
Correct. And then whatever happens with shenanigans will show up and cause drama.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. We're streaming live here today on Tuesday afternoon. And so we welcome in anybody in the chat to be part of our conversation talking about Below Deck. Sasha, how are you doing?
I'm so good. You know, it's just work is crazy. So I'm excited to get a break and actually get to talk about all of this hot mess. And then, you know, thank God my work doesn't have me serving people. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Do you think that the Below Deck people get together on their break and talk about their favorite TV shows? Should they do a podcast in between the charters coming through?
Can you imagine? Gary did say on Watch What Happened Live that he does not watch any TV. Yeah. He just kind of hooks up with people.
That fits. So. Yeah. That makes sense. I get that.
You do you, Gary, or other people, I guess.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
Okay. So, I mean, it was kind of a uneventful, second day of the charter with these guests, the Justin Guarini crew. They were just, we heard over and over again about how they're so nice. They're lovely. They didn't give the biggest tip in the world ever, though, right?
Yeah, I was surprised. It felt like they were just kind of nice. And now I'm were they cleaning up after themselves? Because they were not trying to give a tip.
Yeah, is that the move? It's like, hey, we didn't bring that much money to tip you, so we're just not going to make that big of a mess.
Except Justin, who will get you to iron his clothes.
But then they said he was very neat.
Yeah. So maybe it's I don't want to say OCD, but you know, this particular thing, rather, I should say, where he's like, my stuff needs to be ironed and put away so that I can be clean.
Okay.
And I think it's easy to be clean, Rob, if other people are doing it for you.
Well, I'll tell you about one guy who's not that clean, and that's Gary. And he was at the heart of a lot of drama this week.
Correct. He was getting, like I said, on my nerves for no reason. I feel like this is the first time Colin said it best, that he gets to talk and he has to actually peacock for the girls instead of them falling for him. So I like it. I like it.
Okay, so I think that's where we should start to pick this up and start to talk this through, because Gary has some issues with the deckhands, specifically with Chase. Not as much with Alex, but there's a little something there. And then there's also a lot of I don't know, would call it a love triangle, but it's a shape that I don't even know how many sides it has of who likes who. And then ultimately Gary swooping in to ultimately at the end to hook up with Mads.
For us Below Deck fans, this is 1000% how we should feel. We know this is going to happen. I just want to know from you that has never experienced all of Gary, how does he come off to you?
I mean, I don't get it. Okay, like, it seems like that his game is like, he's like, hey, I'm going to be able to, I don't know if he can drink the most or maybe he drank the least, but he's basically going to outlast everybody to be the last person standing.
Yeah, I agree, right? Where I just feel like he is so persistent and then can be funny enough to where if you're drunk enough that it works for you.
Yeah.
Because Alex is 10 on 10
and,
hotter.
Yeah, and I definitely knew some people like this back in the day. Some of them legendary Survivor players. some of whom, you know, podcasts not on this network. And that they just like would, they'd be the most drunk, but they'd also like stay out the latest. And then basically like they would just be like persistent enough that you would say, oh my God, like, I can't believe it. This person with this person, like, okay.
Not Rob with the tea. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. You have to tell us later. Mm-hmm. Not now, obviously.
Yeah.
We don't expose.
And you know, at that point in time, you'd call it hustle. Now, maybe you'd call it different things.
Correct. 1000%. But I appreciate Mads because she's on another zone, right? She's in her hot girl summer. She said, I like samples only.
Samples only.
I want all of it. So I appreciate the hustle. Again, girl, I think you picked wrong. I think the one that fell asleep in the hot tub is the hotter one. And you went for Gary.
Sure. Now, does she even like Gary? Does she even know what's going on?
I think that she's bored and he pushes her buttons a little. So she's like, why not? YOLO.
Yeah. Well, the guy who got like dragged the worst throughout this, like the guy who should have asked that this episode not have aired on Bravo TV, was Chase, because here comes Chase, who very confident, very full of himself. He's going to be rich, you know, good looking guy. I'm sure has like a healthy ego. You know, this show comes on and not only are the women not liking him, but also he's getting dragged in the confessionals.
No, it's over for Chase. Chase, I don't know what you got to do.
Hope
but
he didn't have
I
like
think-
a watch party or anything.
Listen, Chase, I just think that you should be doing a lot of like volunteer work, you know, because somewhere, somehow you have pissed off the universe. And look what happened, Chase. Because Rob, I actually wrote these down, but Chase's one-liners are killing me. Like, what is he doing? Because he's just after they're done, after the charter guests and they're done cleaning, Chase goes, I smell like an elephant's gooch.
Mm-hmm.
What is the reason? Then he says, give me some money and some tongue action and I'll be Gucci.
Yeah.
Stop it. If you cook like this in Texas, you're going to get wifed up quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even from Texas.
Well, we heard Matt say he has no game.
He doesn't, unfortunately, Rob. He just like sits there. You know, the problem is he was probably big fish in little pond. Now he's little fish in big pond because... Again, ranking
he's
wise.
He's in the biggest pond of them all, the ocean.
And he's taking the L because of it. It's not working. Okay, because look at Alex, right? Alex doesn't have to say much. He looks like Alex. Gary has a great personality, so he's making it work. Chase, what you got? What you got? Ooh, Chase, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think you take the L and just hush and don't say anything.
Yeah.
That's what I feel.
It was so sad at the end of the episode and we heard like he was telling Lucy like, oh, you know, the person I have my eye on is Mads. And then we saw Lucy went back and told Mads, she's like, Chase, well, good lie. I don't like Chase.
Like, she said it was one kiss.
It was one kiss. She's like, I like the samples. Like, I don't want to stay with him.
Let no one, God, in this world say this about me, right? Like, imagine that you kiss someone and you're like, oh, I'm into it. Like, it was a nice kiss. Let's try. And then that person's like, zero game.
No.
It was for not truth or dare. Yeah, truth or dare. So it was not for real.
Was it that bad of a kiss or was it the guy?
I bet you it must have been drunk and sloppy.
What's going on with Gary?
Gary did pick her up. It was interesting. Yeah. That move, I was like, oh, okay. But besides that, Rob, I don't know. But I will say, I think that Gary's in charge energy. And, you know, when he's in like boss mode.
He is
mode,
the first mate.
Listen, it is like, I can see why people are attracted to that. And I bet you he has good charisma. Because Daisy said he smells like tea tree oil. So I don't think that's a great smell.
Yeah.
And she was like, brush your hair, fix your fly. You smell like tea tree oil.
Yeah, I did feel like that we heard that Gary's room does stink.
Yes. Well, we heard him go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So below deck.
Close quarters. It's close quarters. Yeah. But it was so going back to the end of the night when Chase was in the hot tub and then Alex was like holding hands with Mads, he was so sad. It was one of the saddest things I feel like I've ever seen on television.
Yeah. Okay. I have to say in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like usually this does happen in Below Deck, but the genders are switched where the women are usually like, well, I just hooked up with this guy last night, you know, all of Gary's hookups. And now they're like with someone else and they look sad and then they go into bed. So I don't really remember men necessarily being in this position, but women, I for sure, like it's happened a lot. So that part is not new. I feel like it being a man is new.
Yeah. Oh my God. Very sad story. And then he goes downstairs and he's like, he bumps into like Alicia. He's like, hey chef, what's going on? Hey. What's up? And he just puts himself to bed.
He's like Eeyore.
Yeah.
And when Gary and Mads are talking right at dinner, and you know it's about to happen because the way they're like doing the like friends to enemy thing, blah blah blah, whatever, or enemies to friends. Why do I always say the opposite? Anyway, they're doing all that. And Chase was like, gonna cry myself to bed tonight. And Colin No, Colin says, is it because you drink so much?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, look what's happening.
Look what's happening. But then there's Alex, where Alex, it looks like that he's going to be the person who it looks like that Mads is seemingly interested. And then this freaking idiot just drank too much that he was like, fell asleep in the hot tub. And I thought he was going to die.
No, I thought he was going to drown. Die. No, they wouldn't let him. There's security. There's production, sober production around. But again, I feel like Mads was like, this guy's like half in the water. What's going on?
Right. It's so sad. That was sad too. And
no,
then he was
sloppy.
So drunk, Sasha, that he was going to be like passing us out in the hot tub. And then they let him go downstairs and it looked like he went downstairs and like made himself like a bowl of ice cream.
Correct.
I love
drunk people.
Yeah.
He was off his rocker. And let's not forget, Rob, he has to go to bed with Captain Glenn.
Right. But how are you so drunk that you're in the hot tub with Mads, you fell asleep, but then you're awake enough to go downstairs and make an ice cream sundae?
Food. Drunk people and their food. I feel that drunk people plus food is more important than maybe a hookup for Alex.
But ice cream is not a good drunk food.
I don't know that I crave ice cream when I'm drunk.
Like, it looks like, maybe did Alicia make it for him? Was Alicia still awake? Because I don't think he could have fixed himself an ice cream sundae.
Maybe someone on production was like,
yeah, maybe if there was like a pizza out, you could see him just like stuffing his face. But like, I feel like in all of my years of like coming home from a bar and not none of them recent, I never remember. And maybe there's some times that I don't remember. Remember like making an ice cream sundae or even seeing people make ice cream.
I don't listen, I don't understand how you have the like mental capacity to be like ice cream first, then the toppings, right? Like when you're drunk, you're just like, I need something in my belly. Yeah. That's it.
Sasha, you ever go to the bar and then be like, oh, let's go hit up Cold Stone?
No, absolutely
let's
not.
Let's hit up DQ.
I find it to be so funny because the mechanics of actually putting that together is what I find to be so outrageous because everyone else is asleep. How did he do it?
I don't know. It's crazy. And then he basically, little did he know that Mads, he leaves her with Gary. And then here comes Gary for the kill.
Again, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yeah.
Don't let your girl around Gary. And Mads, I think, matches that energy, right? Like, she's like, this one, okay, great. It's like a bus. This one leaves, the next one will show up when we're good. And that's what happened.
Yeah, and he tells them, he's like, oh, you know, I'm not somebody to cut somebody else's grass. I think he was what he said. But he's like, yeah. Well, F them.
I know. And not only that, he said, they're just deckhands. You're their boss.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this. And then he's just like, you know, they're fighting over you. Why, Gary? Why are you so messy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Anna does say in the chat, drunk Ashley, who was one, like wild with Gary. And she does talk about between the cold spaghetti out of a bag and giant blocks of cheese with no bread. Yes.
Yeah. Well, so what happened? There was a drunk person and she took a block of cheese and put it on the panini machine.
Yeah. And they just like, didn't they leave it? One of the times they've like left it. And then usually the captain wakes up the next morning and he'll be like, what the hell did y'all do? Like, this looks horrendous.
Does Glenn ever say, hey, everybody, we need to have a meeting. Like,
yes.
You all are out of control.
Yes and no, right? Because production obviously will intervene if he's like, you cannot tell them to be normal. Because like, that's not where you're getting paid for. But yes, I agree that I do think there is that he will step in if he has to.
Yeah. Now, Sasha, do you think any part of this is that when Gary first showed up, he heard from Alex, who's the best kisser? It's Daisy. He said, oh, Daisy, it took me 2 years to kiss Daisy.
Oh, be jealous. Okay, Gary, because again, at the night out, he's like all over Daisy. And Daisy's like, please, please, please. Yeah. Did we forget your 3 seasons on Below Deck Sailing Yacht? And then they just gave producers, you're so shady, because they actually gave us all his hookups. It was not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, 6 whole women that he has been with. Stop it. Leave Daisy alone.
Yeah. So, boy, the guys are going to be not happy with Gary. Yeah.
Except Colin, right? Because Colin knows. Colin predicted it before they went out. He's like, just wait till you see Gary. But Chase is in hell. Alex is going to be pissed off. We already saw that.
Well, you said sometimes they quit. Do you think that Chase will leave the show?
I think that we get a Chase firing over a quit, but I'm not sure. I'll say that because the Chase v. Gary thing is still happening, but it's very much like they're become passive aggressive now, right? Like they're not necessarily in each other's face as much about it, but the confessionals, we get it. And Chase, I feel like, is in his like Sue Hawk era, right? He's like, there's snakes and there's rats. Whoa. And Gary's both of them.
He's both. Now, is Chase actually doing a bad job or is Gary just being petty?
I feel like the truth is in between because it's not that I'm fully on Gary's side, but I think if your boss is the way Gary is, you do have to change a little, right? And you can't just be so obstinate and be like, no, we have to do it this way. We have to do it that way. Or he's like, I don't see any marks and I have to clean all the time for this guy, Alex. It's like, I think he's getting over it. And then when they were having the arguments about the ropes, right? And Chase was like, I think the ropes look sexy. I don't understand Gary. And Gary's like, just do what I say. Shut up. So let's see. But yeah, even the chat. Yeah, the chat also thinks that maybe he's gone.
Yeah, the chat really lit up during that part.
Yeah. The firings, just wait till you get through one, Rob. It is unfortunately very fun to watch.
A firing?
Yes.
How does it work?
So they'll go in. So it'll be on the, oh my God, what is it called? The radio. And they'll be like, Chase, come to my cabin, right? The Captain Glenn or whoever the captain will say. So everyone knows what's happening. And then you walk to the to the captain and then you walk out. Yeah. And then you know, you're told, hey, you're being let go, whatever, whatever. Sometimes they'll let go and they're just like, yes, you know, we're done. Thank you. And then they'll leave gracefully or it'll be bad. And then they'll be like, well, I don't know why I'm getting fired. I thought I did everything. Da, 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 da. And then they come and then they start telling people, right? They have to tell, well, I've been let go. I've been let go. And then their reactions, right? You'll see who's so happy. Like Gary's going to be jumping off the boat because Chase is gone. He's going to be so excited. And then versus like some people are going to be so sad and they might cry. So it's all together very fun.
Let's talk about the rest of this charter of that we got to see in this episode. And there was just a lot of commotion about the food prep. And is Alicia just like having like a lot of drama for no reason? Like Captain Glenn says she was like in her own head. She was psyching herself out. What's going on?
Okay. This is the best part about chefs. They're very temperamental, Rob. Mm-hmm. Like anything out of line or anything that isn't like the way they see it, their tunnel vision, it's gonna be mess. It's gonna start drama. That's what like chefs are known for. So with the eel first, I was like, girl, you a chef. You don't know how to kill an eel. Interesting. And then she's
you feel like on chefs stuff. Should know how to kill an eel.
Yeah.
Because I was like, so? I don't know. I was like, oh my God, it's a live eel. I'm like, how do you kill an eel? Like, you can't drown it. I don't know why that's I like, you can't drown it. And then, like, it's in the, it can breathe the air, apparently.
But can't you?
And then I thought, I bet you could cut its head off.
Yeah, or I mean, can't you boil it? That's what you do, right? With lobster. I mean, I keep kosher, so I don't eat it, but you drown it in a cold bath, right? And then you put it in
hot water. Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. I don't know. Yeah.
I never did that with an eel.
I don't want to see animals.
Some people say that you're not supposed
dying.
To boil a lobster. They say it's very inhumane way for it to go.
Listen, I don't eat them, okay, but everyone? I eat kosher. Yeah. Don't come for me. But the point is that why do I need to see this poor animal end its life? It's too much.
Right, right. But Colin came in and then just like whacked its head off with the cleaver. Colin to the rescue.
What can't Colin do, Rob? Tell me.
I don't know.
Please. He's perfect. Yeah. And Anna did say in the chat, yes, Chef Rachel, who I believe has left Below Deck franchise. So I don't know that you'll get to meet her, but she is so cracked. And she would have given us a ridiculous one-liner and then just like chopped the head off.
Yes. Okay. I mean, that's like Survivor stuff. I'm used to that.
Correct. Yeah. She told the captain, and this is like the most strict but loved captain, to eat her cooter, this chef. So, you know, here we are.
Is that short for a charcuterie?
Yes, actually. So it's just that, Chef Rachel is hot mess. And she was on America's Next Top Model, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Prior to Below Deck.
Prior. Yeah. So yeah. The point is, like, that's our girl. She's a mess. When someone got fired, she's like, what do you want me to say? You're not good at your job.
So, Sasha, can you explain what was going on with the tender and why did Lucy have to go? And then why did Daisy get so annoyed about that?
All right. I'm actually pissed about this, everyone. Okay. So, all right. So Gary is on his BS again. All right. He believes that every time guests leave the boat, someone from interior should be on with them, like at a tag along always. Okay. Which I don't agree with because they're going on a tender to be in water. They're not on a picnic, all right? They're not, you know, at an excursion. They're just taking them somewhere to put their asses in the water. So Chase was like, here, let me, you know, just get all the drinks ready. Lucy, I feel like, actually made all the drinks. So Gary gets up on his high horse and is like, well, someone needs to, quote unquote, serve the guest. What is Chase doing? Sitting and talking about sunscreen with mm-hmm. Lucy. Gary. So no, one person from interior does not always need to be on. And I personally feel like interior is the most disrespectful part of the crew. Cause like the men and the captain usually will just be like, yeah, interior can do it. Interior can do it.
Right.
And your boss is asleep when you're asked to leave. Oh boy. No, no, mm-hmm. no.
But it was Glenn's call. Like, it wasn't like that, you know, Gary decided.
But Gary went and complained.
Right.
Gary snitched, okay, first of all. Mm-hmm. See, being a rat, a snake and a rat, we love it. Mm-hmm. So he snitched, and we know that Glenn and Gary, right, a married couple. So Glenn is going to do anything that Gary says. So he's like, I don't mean to be rude, but this is unprofessional. And Glenn was like, great, I'll make the decision. You can go. And turns out it was actually her break time. Because when Daisy got up, she's like, Lucy needs to go on break. And she's like, well, Lucy's on the tender. So I just don't appreciate these freaking people that are constantly coming for interior. And Gary is the worst at it. And I just feel like he has this energy of like interior needs to do everything with the guests at all times. What is Chase doing?
He doesn't want to give Chase anything to do.
Yeah.
And he has lots of jobs for the interior people to do.
Thank you. There you go, Rob. Mm. And I'm tired of it.
Both okay, during work hours and after hours.
Poor Chase. Chase is just walking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they bring Lucy. What's wrong with Lucy? Why is she like chopped liver? Why does nobody everybody's attracted to Mads?
So maybe hot take, maybe not. But I she feel, smells. Yes, there's no, oh, stop.
I'm trying to figure out because I don't understand.
I think there's always one person that no one likes on the charter on the cast, and usually it's the person of color that no one hooks up with. So
but
this
that's
time,
not
Lucy,
the case here.
Yeah, so I just think that Lucy's just odd one out.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's too clumsy.
Too clumsy, is that it?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll break something.
I don't know. Bad. Yeah.
Poor Lucy. I think she's so fun.
Does Lucy like any of the guys?
Didn't she say she liked Alex?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think. Hmm. Yeah,
I don't know.
But I'm not.
Maybe
yeah,
she
I'm
has
not
like
sure
a situationship back home.
No, she's single. Mm-hmm. They're all single except Aisha, the chef.
Yes.
Who can I just say is me in these situations?
Yes.
Number one instigator, Rob. In the night out, she was asking every single person, "Who do you like? Who are you going to hook up with?"
What? Right.
That's me. That is me 1000%. And I will be like, hey, did you know this person likes you? You should, you know, make something happen. So just I want to commend her for her hard work for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she's been working hard, obviously. I thought some of her food looked pretty good this episode. I thought that the sushi night looked like, oh, okay. I'm interested.
Yeah, I think her food's good. I wondered that the timing might be an issue later because she's psyching herself out. She is late on food. So I think if the guests are rude, it's going to be bad for her because mm-hmm. these guests are nice, but we're getting real douchebags coming on next
yes,
time.
Yes, I'm excited because there was no drama. Same. I was like, oh, they're so nice. These are nice people. Their kindness. The people on the boat were so kind. It was like, great, 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 great.
I don't care.
I want
jerks. Thank you. Also, one of our listeners did follow her. So if anything, it's a private Instagram account now. Ooh. So if anything goes down, we have an in.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I feel that I'm tired. I don't want nice guests. I want to be mad about guests. Okay. And this isn't be fun mad. For me. I want to sample all the guests. I'll say that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We took everybody to go and go do some, they call them what, water sports.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is it's water toys, please. It's not a sport.
Mm-hmm. So everyone was jumping in the water. One woman got an injury.
Kelly. Yes. So Justin goes in very smooth and then Kelly face plants.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Justin and Kelly we are used to, but here we are.
Yeah.
Although and she hurts her boob. Flop.
Yeah. Yes.
She hurts. That belly flop was bad, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, I, as someone that can't swim, I don't know, but is belly flop ring really that bad?
I mean, it hurts.
Okay.
The surface pressure, on the water, if you hit it the wrong way, ideally you want to be go in hand or feet and break that and go into it smooth. If you hit it flat, it's it could be hitting the ground.
Oh God, poor Kelly and her boobs.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kelly, but she's okay. So it's fine.
Yeah.
So we can laugh.
We had a big bourbon tasting. Did they when you do a bourbon tasting, it's they're just picking which is the best one. Is it a contest?
No, I think how it works is you pick the food to the bourbon.
A bourbon comes out with each course.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I think I would do a tequila version of that.
Ooh, okay.
And then end up in the hot tub, mm-hmm. asleep.
Yeah. And, there was much ado about nothing about the running around and the food. And, the lamb is overdone. It's it was fine.
Yeah. Again, I think that this was production manufacturing it because we were getting nothing.
We were light on story with this charter.
Yeah, agree. Because they're just so nice. Mm-hmm. So, because technically you would get lamb is overcooked even a little. And then the guests are pissed about it and they send it back.
This lamb is overdone.
Yeah, get your Gordon Ramsay on, right? Not mm-hmm. It's raw, but it's overcooked and boom, just hit it. So yeah, usually we would have gotten some version of that if they were jerks about it. Yeah. Or they would have been it's 8:05. The food's not out. This is sad.
Yeah, we did have a little bit of drama with the actual ship. I feel like there's always one thing with the boat that goes wrong. And in this case, it seems like it just got super windy.
Yeah. And again, I felt manufactured drama because it was up to 20 knots, but nothing was really happening. We were just getting a lot of extra music mm-hmm. where it was oh my god.
So the wind was blowing so hard and they were anchored, and then it was spun the boat in a different direction. Then Gary came up in his underwear, which was a real sight.
I actually literally wrote that. Why did I need to see this? Because cut to him last season when actual alarms are going off and he's putting his clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
So why?
Well, Gary? Maybe he's learned from that.
No. Okay. This was for us and I did not enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop it.
Now, is this also that he feels okay, these idiots don't know what they're doing. I got to get up there. Alex is by himself.
Yeah, because if Alex didn't call them, right, it was more that they just felt the mm-hmm. rocking. So they showed up. So they either one, it's is Alex doing something wrong and he's not noticing that the ship is dragging or whatever. How could he not notice? This has happened before where it's been a big issue and then mm-hmm. the deckhand on watch just didn't know what to do and didn't call the captain.
Okay.
And it almost crashed. So it's definitely a thing, but again, it was a nothing burger, as you say. It was, I was like, y'all played me. I don't appreciate it.
They talked about how last season there was a big anchor drag. What happened with that?
Yeah, it was, the anchor was just dragging and it got, I think, really close to another boat and but the alarms were going off, which is why it was scary. So they needed to really get on top of the boat and, make sure the boat wasn't just moving with the wind because it's a sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
So it really could get taken compared to a big motor yacht.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I, But again, nothing happened even then. It was just alarms. But I have to say, did you see that the back was open? It's called a lazaret, which I didn't know. My husband was like, why is a lazaret open? And I was like, what is that? So it's the back where the swim platform is. Why is that open at night?
I have no idea.
That's weird, right? Because all the expensive stuff is in there.
Probably Chase effing up again.
No, not this again. They're just looking for a reason because there's a camera in there. And I remember for Below Deck Med, I think that captain was pissed because she wakes up and she's like, why is this open? Like, we could just get, people could just steal and you would never know.
Yeah. What if pirates came at nighttime and took all their expensive stuff?
Yeah. Does Italy have pirates?
Probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like, why is that thing open? It was a whole storyline at another season. So I just, all I'm saying is be safe, people. And imagine you're dragging and then you have sea dudes just coming out of the back of your boat. So what do you care about? Your boat or like all these like thousands of dollars of equipment just leaving?
Yeah, it'd be great drama.
Correct. And Below Deck production would probably just reimburse, but would be great for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, it'd be a huge TV moment.
True. Imagine just like little mice just leaving. Stop it. But Alex apparently did a good job. No yelling. Mm-hmm. Ugh, boring.
Yeah. Is Alex always on the night watch or do they take turns?
Yeah, it seems like currently he's on night watch, but usually they do.
Maybe
take
that's why
turns.
He can't stay away. Although no, yeah, then, hold on, no, he stays up all night.
Exactly,
this idiot.
He's on night.
Yeah,
he fumbled the bag
guy.
So
like I can
hard.
Understand, like okay, the guy who has to wake up first shift.
And that is Chase, who did our Eeyore. Who
the guy who stays up all night, pass out in the hot tub.
Don't drink so much. If you want to hook up with someone, get it together and be like, I'm a beyond.
Get it together. I will say, though, the dinner they went out to looked really good.
Yes. They all go to such fancy places, Rob. I don't know if they're going to go to a club, but usually they end up at clubs with bottle service also. And that's when a Gary type will, you know, even though him and Maddie are like consistently hooking up, will find someone at the club and just.
Oh, and they bring them back to the boat?
No, I don't think that's ever happened. Maybe so it must not be allowed. Yeah, but.
Well, do they go back to the other person's house? Is that not allowed?
No, they can't. Yeah, I don't think so. Because they have to wake up early to start all over again.
Yeah.
Daisy's 36, Gary's like 35 or in his like mid 30s. I don't understand how they have the energy.
They're pros.
I think I would jump off into the water and never come back.
Well, I don't even know if it's an age thing. I think it's like when you are like in your younger days, I think you just do it more. And I feel like it's sort of like a, like if you don't use it, you lose it type thing.
Oh, okay. That's valid. All right, that makes me feel better.
Because I feel like there's a ton of people who are like hard partiers that they're like, you know, they get into their like, all sorts of ages and they can do it because they just do it regularly.
That's true. It's all a practiced art, which I have lost it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like running a marathon. You can't just like go out there and then go 26 miles and expect to be okay the next day.
Alex, I think, was sprinting while the others were marathoning.
Yeah.
I feel so sad for him because you missed out. Here's my question. Do we think that Mads goes to Alex?
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
But does she stay with Alex? I mean, I don't know if they're going to be an item. Yeah.
No, I just mean, like, does she have a little fun with
Alex? Will that be on the bingo card for this season? Does Alex hook up with Matt? Like, definitely.
Come on, Alex. We're rooting for you. Although, and then Gary goes to Lucy.
Sasha, were you surprised when Alex said he spends 45 minutes on his hair?
It doesn't.
Or was that a joke?
That good. I hope it was, because just like Lucy, I was also negging him in that moment where I was just like, that does not look like 45 minutes. It was frizzy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not that I know from anything, but I was kind of under the impression if you're a guy and you have like curly hair like that, you don't have to do anything.
Well, no, you have to put product in to make it. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know that he needs to like get his curling iron out or like with his mousse and like scrunch it. Mm-hmm. Those are natural, beautiful curls. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe he counted hair washing as part of the 45 Maybe. Minutes. Because that's the only thing that makes sense.
Might have been part of the process.
But Lucy's so funny. You know you look good, huh? Like, mm-hmm. And she's just negging him. And he just doesn't know what to do. I love it.
We got to the end of the second charter and we got to see everybody's leaving and a very emotional goodbye from the whole crew. They loved this second charter bunch. Everybody was so happy.
Again, I was like, okay, great. So happy. Leave. I will say not a shade, but because we've been kind of dragging them for being too nice. I have never seen a guest go down and been like, we did not mean to leave it this dirty. So sorry about our mess during dinner.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Boring, but amazing.
Yeah. I mean, is there something going on there? Or is that, or are they just like hyper aware of like they wanted to eat with the below deck crew? Are they just sort of like, we know all the angles. We know how they're going to portray us. We want to get a good edit. So we're going to be super nice, except for Justin Guarini, who didn't care about like, here, iron my shirts. But everybody like, oh, we love you. You're so nice. We don't want to leave anything messy. We don't want any of these stews to be like, look at these slobs.
Oh, that's so real. I didn't even think of that. But you're right, because I would also be extra careful because I know the edit. And I would be I think I would take gifts for everyone so that they think I'm nice.
Right. And what we need is like, we can't be like Survivor where it's like, we only want the biggest super fans that know how to play to be on the show. We want people who have never heard of Below Deck, who don't even know what this thing is, as they will act natural.
Yeah, 1,000%. That's what we're going to get.
Get some recruits on this cruise.
Get someone that doesn't know how to act. Give me new money. Give me, I'm just here because my friend is rich.
Yeah,
give
influencers.
Me some cheaters. Oh,
cheaters.
Yes, I don't care. Get me all of them.
Do you need people that are having an affair on the show and that they
bring
don't...
Bring their... Like escorts on the boat. We've seen that.
Yeah. So they're going to come on the boat with their escort. And then they're like, their wives and girlfriends are going to be back home watching.
They talk about how they're... Okay, we had this last season. Allegedly, everyone, please. Last season, we did have someone that left their wife at home. But then their wife's best friend and him were sharing a cabin.
Okay, so Okay. So a man left his wife at home.
Yes.
Fellas, leave your wife at home. Okay.
I did absolutely
left his wife at home. And then who came on the boat?
Her best friend.
Okay, her friend.
And they shared a room.
Okay.
So she slept on the couch.
Okay. Yeah. And then what happened?
And I believe she was a playmate. Back in the day. Anyway, it's just not that means anything, but I'm just saying like all of it together was just giving very much like hired partners.
It was this like quote unquote his wife's friend.
No, they said that they're best friends and then they came out being like, no, how dare you guys insinuate anything? But like, girl, it was weird. Don't sleep in the same room. Like, and there were other women there. So she could have just stayed with another woman. But it felt like those guys had,
paid. The Parsifal is a no judgment zone.
Absolutely not. That's what I'm saying. I want this. Show up. Yeah. So then we can worry about who you are.
Is it
what
cheating
your
if it's international waters?
Yeah, 100%.
That is okay.
Please. It is. But I don't care. I want to see it. Mm-hmm. I want to judge you for it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. I agree. From Twitch, Twitch chat, send Tom Sandoval and Rachel on the show. Correct.
From Vanderpump Rules.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Send them out there. We talked about the tip, $23,000, mm-hmm. which really, like, even the last group that went and that Karen said this was the worst trip I've ever been on. What was it? They tipped, like, what, 19K?
Yeah, and this was supposed to be the better
but
charter.
Sasha, this is how I think that you know, like, that this was, these people were, like, playing all the angles. Did you see the envelope that they handed?
Oh,
it was so, it was dummy thick. It was this, like, was this $23,000 in fives? Like, how
did in ones?
It was so fat. It was like a phone book, like rolled up in a ball. And then like, here's the envelope. I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be like $100,000.
Justin don't got $100,000.
No.
He lost American Idol.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not even the primary. He was a friend of the primary. Mm-hmm. But, oh, again, you're so right, Rob, that this was fans playing us and we got played.
Fan service, right.
Lip service. Mm-hmm. But listen to this
podcast. Make sure the envelope looks like it's really big.
I mean, that's smart because I saw it and I was like, oh, they really are great people. Mm-hmm. They know what to do. And then they got, because I was like, 23,000. Okay. It isn't something to it's sleep fine. On, but the way they were moving, you think it'd be more. Yeah. That's all.
What's the lowest tip you've ever seen on Below Deck?
Erica Rose, a 6,000.
Okay.
Not just her whole, like, all of it.
Her crew.
Remember I told you about the MAGA swim bathing suits? Yes. Well, they got called back, obviously.
Yeah.
And they, and because they got called back, she came this time with her husband, who didn't know his head from his ass, and was just so disrespectful and all this stuff. And her whole party was a mess. And yeah, I think they left like 6,000.
Okay. And what's the highest tip you've ever seen?
Oh, I think that was last season, right? I don't remember how much, but it was, yeah, I can't remember. Someone in the chat tell me it was high. Mm-hmm. Like it was a 30 plus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I remember, but I can't tell you the exact amount.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah.
Anything else from this episode that you want to highlight?
The only thing I think I wanted to also just talk about is Gary and Daisy stuff. I think it's going to be interesting because he keeps going back to Daisy and she's like, no, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. But then does she? ? So let's see, you know, we got to keep an eye on that. And the taxi time, we never talked about it when it was giving Jersey Shore.
Yes.
But and why were everyone talking about Alex's penis?
Yeah. What were they saying?
So Lucy and Mads were talking about how Lucy thinks that Alex is maybe not well endowed. And Daisy was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Now, why?
I don't want to hook up with him again. But yeah, it was good.
Why is she getting that?
Apparently, if it's bendy, it's hefty was what they were telling us, but
yes,
they literally, some version of that was said, like it was okay. Rhyming and everything, and then it seems like because it was bendy, Daisy was like, you probably didn't feel it all the way, and they were just like going so hard.
Okay, I must have missed. I don't know what if I like. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
So let me just get this straight. Okay. So Lucy and this is Mads talking. Okay?
Yes.
And that Lucy says that, okay, you should have felt something.
Yeah. So basically, Lucy believes that Alex gives not big deck energy, but small
the
deck
opposite.
Energy.
Yes.
Correct. So, and you know, we know that Mads is really trying to get at this man. So Mads shares with the class, which is all the girls in the taxi. But Daisy has hooked up, made out with Alex.
Yeah.
So Daisy says, let me tell you, it is just bendy. And that is why maybe you haven't felt
okay, so maybe that it, that
It was, he was going
in a different direction.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Allegedly. So then Lucy, with a really weird camera angle, was like, oh, right, because there's a saying, if it's lefty, it's something, or if it's lefty, it's hefty, it's bendy, it's hefty, something really funny. Mm-hmm. And I tried to rewind it three times, and I did not understand the accent.
Yeah. Okay.
So please. But some version of that. And then you cut to the boys, and they're having the same conversation. So I don't understand how that
happened. What are they talking about?
Again, the bendy, Alex's bendy penis. Again.
How does everybody know about this?
That's what I'm saying. And then, because Colin's like, who are you going to hook up with, everyone? Mm-hmm. And there's like, who's Gary going to hook up with? And he's like, no, no, no. Whoever they want to hook up with, I'll take the, you know, the leftovers is what Gary says.
Yeah, to the leftovers.
Yeah. And, you know, so that, and then Colin does say like Mads is likes Alex, and Gary's like, no, she just likes the attention. La 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 la. It's going, it's getting weird, right? It's giving jealous, all of that. And then all of a sudden, our Eeyore, our bestie, says, well, I have a torpedo. And then it just cuts.
Oh my God. I don't, Sasha, I feel this is so embarrassed that I don't understand how I missed this.
It was like, right before hot
maybe
tub
I just
time.
Checked out for a second because I'm like, all right, nothing's happening. They're in the car.
Because you knew you knew hot tub was gonna
I'm like, all right, I know we're going to the dinner, and then the dinner is where things are gonna get crazy. And I don't know, maybe I just like was like filling my coffee at that moment.
Yeah.
Here, taxi let me see.
Taxi time is hookup time, just so you know.
Well, I won't make that mistake again. Yeah. Let me see. Let me just see if I can bring that up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As a journalist.
And it's like the close up on Lucy's face when she says okay, it. So right, if you want to see what it, where we need.
All right, so let me skip ahead to, okay, we are going to go take the cab. Okay.
Yes.
Here's everybody getting in the cab. Okay.
Yes. He's hot.
Hey, predictions for the night.
I'm going to see who you hook up with, and then I'm going to take the straggler.
So hot. So that is so not what Gary ends up doing.
You lie, you lie like a rug.
That was a lie. Hookups. That's the chef.
Yeah, that's my energy where I'm like, you hook up, you hook up. I want you all to hook up, please.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. They get there.
Oh, no, you skipped over it.
I thought I skipped.
Yeah, yeah, it was right after.
I thought I had the whole. Maybe it was before they went on the boat. Speaking.
It's before. They're still in the cab.
Okay. So I know that was the whole cab section.
Wait, what? This went too far.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You need to go forward.
This is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you have to go forward. It's after the... Someone said, do you have the PG version?
I don't know.
It's... So when they're going back to the boat, so you were on the right conversation.
Oh, they're coming home from the boat.
Were on the right convo. Oh, it just... God. It was literally right after.
Oh, okay.
Wait for me, guys. Right.
Yes, girls. Struck that stuff.
This is it?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to go.
It's when they're still sitting in the cab. The girls are still sitting in the cab. And you know when she said hookups, hookups, hookups? It's after that that she says, oh, well, she thinks Alex has a small penis.
Where do you watch it? Maybe that did that get
I watched it on cable.
Oh, I watched it on Peacock.
Oh, not Peacock giving the PG version. How dare you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'll try to record it.
Okay, well, I'll feel less bad.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, well, so they were legit talking about Bendy.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes me feel better because, yeah, I'm just like that they go.
Oh, so do they get onto the boat right after the hookups, hookups, hookups?
They go to the restaurant. So are you saying this is when they come home?
Yeah, the hookup when... Yeah, Isn't it when they're going, maybe I'm giving you the wrong type.
Yeah. I was playing when this is the cab ride coming home. Here. Okay. It's on the way home from the restroom.
Yes, home, home. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think this is small. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, he just ripped your underwear.
What's going to happen when we get back to the bike, guys?
All right. Alex, so we get in the boat or we get in the cab.
Yes.
What are you trying to hit on?
With that lion-ass hair of his.
Gary is obsessed with me.
He doesn't think he wants to have sex with me. No.
Yes.
Alex is small.
She thinks I'm. Small.
Is it grooves in the right way?
Yes! If it goes
fence
to left, it's always.
Alex is small.
Yes.
What
are you saying?
A bendy penis is Bob.
What if you hanging out to the left?
I got torpedo, bro.
What the f? It's straight on.
He is a straight. Shooter.
Bab.
I got a torpedo, bro.
Yeah, how'd they end up talking about the same thing?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh my
He's
God.
A straight shooter.
Wow. The torpedo.
The chase. Just stop it. Mm. He's so embarrassing, Rob. I can't. But yes, I'm glad you were able to experience.
This is such an educational podcast. We learn so much.
When I was watching this, I was like, oh my God, I have to talk to Rob about this.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad we found it.
Me too. I was like, wait, how dare Peacock do this to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It happened so fast that you have to like.
Below Deck is the show that like things are like they cut like it's the TikTok of shows. It's like, yeah. Like 8 seconds, like go to a new scene, 3 seconds of this.
1000%. And if you miss it, it's gone. It's never coming back.
Yeah.
But they'll like throw away a line, throw away a funny here and there, and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
Like a torpedo.
Like a torpedo, fire away. All right, Sasha, anything else below deck this week?
No, that's it. That's all I had.
Okay. All right. Next time, I am going to be visiting the great nation of Canada, and I will be up in Toronto, not torpedo, in Toronto. Next week. So that you're going to be back with a fill-in, right?
Yes. Well, Puya will be on.
Oh, okay. Is he a below decker?
He will be. Okay. I told him it's time to catch up. Okay. I think folks just haven't been introduced to it.
Once they're on, they will be in it,
mm-hmm. I believe.
Okay.
But until then.
All right. Yeah. Liv says, since when? Okay. So Puya filling in for me next week on Below Deck. Sasha, what else is coming up for you?
Yeah, I'll be seeing you soon for Renap,
yes.
Where we talk about annoying roommate habits, right?
Yes. It's a habit. Worst habits of people that you live with. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll be on for there. And of course, as always, I'm back with Mess Magnet with mm-hmm. Kirsten. We are talking about all the Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney, rom-com PR mess. So we covered that.
Do you think that Mads is giving Sydney Sweeney at all?
Sydney Sweeney is engaged and I think doing this for PR. Mads, I think, is like hot girl summer.
No, I just feel like that aesthetically.
They look alike.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think someone on Twitter even said that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, she gives out Sydney Sweeney energy. Correct. Yeah. I was like, oh, wait, no. We don't want to put that on Sydney. But looks-wise, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's blondes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm there. And just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to know everything else I'm up to.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Below Deck. Make sure you subscribe to our All Things Bravo podcast feed. Go to robbiswebsite.com/Bravo feed. Thank you for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. visit gcu.edu.